AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Please welcome Sholo Mariduena. Sholo Mariduena, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for
having
me.
It's so good to have you here. You are experiencing a trajectory that few people have ever experienced. Obviously, people love you on Cobra Kai. You know, every outlet from E! News all the way through to like every publication online is just like, you are the it guy. I think I read somewhere they said you are the internet's boyfriend.
The internet's boyfriend. Okay. Yeah. That's, I haven't heard that one before.
I've never heard it either.
I think my mom maybe wrote that. Maybe she was, I think maybe she was putting in a good word for me.
But you really are having a great run. Congratulations. I mean, Cobra Kai, what is it, season 5 now?
Season 5. Yeah, yeah. I hope we get to do another one.
It seems like you will.
5 seasons.
It seems like you will. Mm-hmm. It's a really popular show. I've always wondered this, you know, because the show is so popular. Mm-hmm. I grew up watching The Karate Kid, right? And then I see this show, and then you're on it, and I'm like, you weren't even alive. When The Karate Kid came out.
I was barely alive when the Jaden Smith one came out. I had seen it, though. I mean, it's pivotal.
I
feel like everyone has seen it, right? It definitely is something that only until the show had released did I realize was so close to so many people's hearts.
It's part of the lore. It's part of, you know, it went around the world.
It's American culture. They got their own Marvel Cinematic Universe. They're bringing people from the past.
It does feel like that. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the show itself. Yes. You know, you're learning martial arts and everything. Mm-hmm. You're learning your karate. Yeah. Do you actually learn? Because I like how people get to learn the stuff on the shows they're doing. Can you fight?
I can fight, yes. I don't know if I can fight well. I think if I were to be in a fight in real life, I'd be like, can you throw it with the other hand? I'd only know how to block it on this side.
I've practiced it this
side. Yes, yeah.
If there was a camera, I'd beat you up right now.
Exactly,
it's that type of
exactly,
yes,
exactly.
Yes.
But, I was very fortunate that the character didn't know karate either at the beginning. So I was able to play it along. Like, I remember being in the chemistry read and faking that I couldn't do a push-up. And they were like, this guy's hilarious. This guy's our guy. And I was like, what? His timing is crazy.
But now you've gotten better, I'm assuming.
But now I can do a push-up, yes.
You know, the show is beloved. You are also somebody who people are getting to know. You've had a really interesting journey. I mean, you started acting at the age of 10, I believe.
10, yeah.
Like, how are you normal?
Honestly,
I feel like a lot of child stars aren't well adjusted, and as they grow up, they become like, and I understand what happens to them. I'm not even blaming them.
No.
But you seem normal. You know, I met your mom. She's great, and you're just like
she's like you also. Yeah, she's normal as well. I went to public school most of my life. I even in high school I kept along with the curriculum. I was in a regular high school. And my core group of friends are the friends that I've had for the longest time.
That's the secret.
And I was also really blessed that Cobra Kai blew up over the pandemic. So I wasn't out and about. There wasn't
Right.
walking around with you know, the Stranger Things kids, like, oh, don't take pictures. It was, I was at home, like, oh, man. Going to Trader Joe's with my mask on, like, guys.
Do you nobody? Know who's under here?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been so cool to see your rise, because, I mean, obviously, Cobra Kai's gate, but now, I mean, to be a superhero, this is almost everyone's dream. You know, DC tapped you as the Blue Beetle, which is historic, and what's also impressive is that they didn't ask you to audition for the role.
No, I was very fortunate. I had met the director, Angel Manuel Soto, who's you know, I give him credit for all of this, because he really believed in me. And I had met him at Sundance a few years prior to the movie, and I guess I left somewhat of an impression, and he had watched the show, and he was like, I think this is perfect. And obviously, we'd had conversations. It wasn't like, I got a call like, you got it. You're the guy. And I was
that
like,
would be great.
Yes, that would be great.
You are the Blue Beetle.
I'm like, what? Okay. A package gets sent with the scarab. No. But we had conversations about it, and I think we were really on the same page with what the movie meant, you know, not only to myself and him, but to the greater community, you know, brown community, Latino
definitely.
Community, and we were on the same page, so we're like, let's do it.
It means so much to community. It also means so much to see somebody as young as you in an industry that for so long was defined in a certain way, redefining what that industry is. I wonder, even beyond how people perceive you, how do you process the world that you're in, you know, with social media, with all these things? Because the previous generation of actors and celebrities didn't have to deal with that. Do you ever find that there's a lot of pressure to be in two worlds? You can't just focus on what you do, you have to focus on how people see you online, or is that just part of your life?
I think it definitely is something to think about, but also I like to have fun. I definitely am a big proponent of, like, you can't take yourself too seriously. Like, I would love to do Vogue and stuff like that, but also I pull out my butt cheeks all the time. Like, I'm definitely a normal 21-year-old, and my family was super, like, they are also always like, just, you're also a kid. Like, you can be a kid, and that's okay. And obviously, there's a sense of professionalism that comes with being in this industry, but that all kind of came naturally, working around adults all the time. And the first show that I ever worked on for a couple years was the show called Parenthood, and I was around only adults. So it was kind of odd being around, like, Ray Romano or these guys, and I was just like, yeah, we're having regular conversations.
These are my coworkers.
These are my coworkers, and then I would go back to school, like, nobody would believe me, because nobody as a middle schooler watched Parenthood. They were like, so they were like, my mom's cry to you, but I don't know this. So I was, you know, with the social media, I've been able to kind of just do me.
I think that's a great motto for life. It's like, you know, do what you do, work really hard, but always remember to pull your butt cheeks out.
Always remember to pull your butt cheeks out. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on the show. Show them how you're doing, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more information. Info now.